Welcome to Live with Passion and the teachings of Father Cedric Pazegna. This program is designed to help deepen your relationship with God and empower you to live with greater passion. We invite you to log on to www.frcedric.org for more inspiration. That's www.frcedric.org. May the Holy Spirit touch you as you listen now.
Hi, I'm Father Cedric Pazegna. I'm a Passionist priest. Welcome to the program. I want to share with you from Isaiah chapter 43. God says, "Remember not the former things. Don't consider the things of old. Behold, I do a new thing. Do you not yet perceive it?" I want to share with you about the 12-step program. And some of you are familiar with what the 12-step program is. Others of you, you're not quite sure. So I entitled this talk, "There is a Solution." That comes right from the big book. The big book is Alcoholics Anonymous's Bible. And Bill W., who founded AA, he was a co-founder of AA, put a section in the big book called "There is a Solution." And I want to say, there is a solution to those of you who are stuck with drinking. There is a solution for those of you who have been taking opioids or other drugs. There is a solution for those of you stuck in pornography. There is a solution for those of you who are gambling. There is a solution for those of you who are overeating. These are all addictions that people are going through. Millions of people everywhere stuck in addictions. And there is a solution. So this program really is educative. I want to talk with you about the 12-step programs and help you to understand it. But most of all, I am praying because I know the statistics, and I'm not saying that any of you are addicted, but I know the stats, and the stats tell me that many of you, some of you, are addicted. And I'm praying that this program and the programs to come will help you to come into recovery and to move forward, because there is a solution. And the solution isn't really that hard. It has to do with something spiritual, something God-centered, and it has to do with complete abstinence. But there is a solution. You don't have to stay stuck. So I want to talk to people that simply want to know about the 12-step program, because even if you're not in it, you probably know somebody who is, maybe a family member. And then some of you, as I said, are struggling with the problem, the suffering, the affliction, the disease of alcoholism, or drug addiction, or pornography, as I said, or gambling. And I want to tell you once again, there is a solution. You don't have to stay stuck. You can face your problems with God's help and come into recovery. And oh, the freedom and the joy and the peace and the serenity that can be yours. So there's no reason to stay stuck. There is a solution. Again, this comes right out of the big book. I want to share with you that I'm not a member of AA, and I'm not in the 12-step program myself. I was introduced to it about 30 years ago. I live at a retreat center. It's called Holy Name Retreat Center in Houston, and it is a mecca for the 12-step program. Our retreat center, we have Catholic retreats, men's, women's, married couples retreats. But we also have retreats for AA, that's Alcoholics Anonymous, part of the 12-step program. We also have retreats for Al-Anon, and I'll talk about that in subsequent programs. Al-Anon is for spouses and family members of alcoholics. They also are affected by the disease of drinking or whatever addiction may be in the family. So they go on retreat too to gain serenity, to gain coping skills. So while I lived at Holy Name Retreat Center, and I still do, I was there as a seminarian 30 years ago. I was introduced to the program, to Alcoholics Anonymous and the 12-step program. And it was a very eye-opening experience for me. And as a seminarian, now as a priest, I want to minister to the really countless millions of people who are in AA. And I want to try to help them to face their issues and come to sobriety. So I remember one time I was walking out in the parking lot at our retreat center, and I was looking at the different cars that was there for the retreat, for the AA retreat. I saw Maseratis and Mercedes-Benz, and I also saw old clunkers. And that was an eye-opening experience for me because I realized that there were rich people there and there were poor people there. You see, drinking cuts across all economic boundaries. Drinking cuts across all religious denominations. And it also cuts across gender and it cuts across race. I've seen white people and black people, Asians, Hispanics, people of all races, gender, denomination, economic background. You see, drinking is an equal opportunity destroyer. It doesn't care who you are or how much money you have or what your education is. It can afflict any person. But the interesting thing is, the people that I met there were dedicated. These are the people that were on retreat. They were dedicated to getting better. And as a minister, as a priest now, I want to help people to get better, to come into recovery, to gain sobriety, and to have an awakening with God. As I studied the 12-step program way back then and learned about it and also did some teaching on it, and as I studied for these programs, I came to realize once again that the 12-step program is very Christian, very Catholic, very spiritual. And I thought to myself, you know, this is something that needs to be proclaimed to all people. Whether you're an alcoholic or not, the 12-step program is something very good. And what I started to do way back in those formative years when I was a seminarian, I started to incorporate some of the teachings of the 12-step program into my own formation, my own learning, my biblical learning, my theology, my philosophy, liturgy. I started to incorporate these different teachings because they were so Christian-based. I started to incorporate it into my gospel. When I say my gospel, of course, what I mean is my preaching, my writing, my teaching. Things like you have to admit that you have a problem, you're powerless over it. That comes right from Catholicism, that when you examine your conscience, you admit that you have a problem with a different sin or whatever. And then the third step would be surrendering to God, to the care of God. You make a decision to give your life to God. That's so Christian, so Catholic. And then, of course, the fifth step has to do with confession. You know, that's right from Catholicism. The 11th step has to do with prayer and conscious contact with God as you understand Him. You know, prayer is what Catholicism is all about. So what I'm trying to say is that the 12-step program is very Christian. It's very spiritual, and it's very Catholic. So I started to incorporate these teachings into my teaching. And it's interesting. I would be out there on a mission somewhere. I preach parish missions all around the country. And I'd be up there at the pulpit, and I'd be preaching, and I would start to talk about the disease of alcoholism, just a small degree. I would bring it into one of my stories, and I would talk about the 12-step program and how people can come into recovery and that there is a solution and that you don't have to stay stuck. And the response that I got was amazing. I would be at the back of church, and people would be shaking my hands. Father, finally, thank you that from the pulpit we are hearing about the disease of alcoholism. They would say something like, I'm a friend of Bill W. That means that I'm in the program. Bill W., Bill Wilson, was a man who lived in the 1930s, 40s, 50s, founded Alcoholics Anonymous with Dr. Bob Smith, and with the help of a Jesuit priest, Father Ed Dowling, who shared with them the principles of Catholicism, the principles of St. Ignatius of Loyola, for example, surrender, discernment, examination of your conscience. They developed this spiritual program that is very inclusive, and it can include all people, whether you're Catholic or not, called the 12-step program. And you apply the 12-step program to any addiction that you have, such as drinking, drugging, as I said, pornography. It can be gambling, can be overeating. As you apply these 12 steps to these addictions, what happens is people come to recovery. It's interesting to note that you will, if you are an alcoholic, if you have the disease of alcoholism, I'll talk about the disease in a minute, but if you have that disease, it's interesting that you are always an alcoholic. You never totally become not an alcoholic. You will always have the disease of alcoholism, but you can recover from it. What that means is that as you apply the spiritual principles in the 12-step program, and as you allow God to take control of your life, you can abstain, and that's the goal. The goal of Alcoholics Anonymous, the recovery program, is to abstain from drinking. They, in fact, demand that you stop drinking. There's no, I can have a drink here and a drink there and then still be a recovering alcoholic. No, no, no. You have to stop all at once. That's really, really important. And find a deep spirituality with your higher power, with God, and then you will come into recovery. The only requirement for entering Alcoholics Anonymous is that you have a desire to stop drinking. That's the only requirement for admittance into Alcoholics Anonymous. You just have to want to stop drinking. There's this irresistible urge to drink. And that's one of the hallmarks of how you can define yourself as an alcoholic, that you don't have control over it. You can't stop. I've realized that there are millions of people in the 12-step program now across the world. Certainly here in the United States, there are tens of thousands of groups everywhere, recovery groups. And in order to become a recovering alcoholic in the 12-step program, you really do have to go to a group. You have to humble yourself, and humility is one of the main foundations of the 12-step program. You have to humble yourself and go to a group. And in that group, there's an amazing sharing that takes place that really can bring you to sobriety, to abstinence, to a deep relationship with God, as you hear the stories of others. So I've found out that in the United States, yearly, from alcohol-related happenings, from alcohol itself, from accidents, from different things that can happen from drinking, 75,000 people die every year. That's crazy. Opioid addiction, that's become big. 45,000 people in the United States a year die from opioid abuse. See, drinking and drugging isn't just for the streets somewhere of Harlem in New York. It's happening in the burbs. It's happening in houses next to you. It may be even happening in your own house. So in other words, this is a prevalent affliction. We call it a disease. The best of medical science, the AMA, and the best of medical science, many doctors, there is some disagreement about this, but the most accepted medical practices agree that alcoholism is a disease. Think about that for a minute. There are many diseases of the body, such as arthritis, or there's all kinds of diseases, heart diseases, and many other types of diseases that you can have. In order to get better from a disease, and some diseases you can get better from, like diabetes, you have to, first of all, admit that you've got the disease. And then you seek a solution, you seek treatment. And it's the same way with alcoholism. You have to admit, that's the first step. And related to that, you admit not only that you have a disease, but that you're powerless over the disease and that you need help. You admit that you have a disease, and then you seek treatment. The treatment that we want to apply to you is the treatment of the 12-step program. And as I said, there is a solution. And that solution is you can get better. You can come to recovery as you face your issues and you allow God to help you. The fact that we have discovered that alcoholism is a disease, I think, is a major breakthrough. A lot of people felt that it was a moral failure, that because I drink and I'm an alcoholic, that I'm a failure, and there was great shame and guilt attached to that. Well, the fact that it's a disease helps people to enter the program because it's not as shameful and there's not as much guilt attached to it. There's not so much of a stigma. You're not just like some drunk out there on the street somewhere. You're a normal person who has a disease. So it helps people to come into the program. And that's one of the things that I think is the genius of the 12-step program, is the fact that it's so inclusive. In other words, when Bill W. and Dr. Bob got together with the help of Father Dowling, they created a program that was very spiritual, very Christian-based, but also very inclusive. For example, when it talks about God, it talks about God as your higher power. Now, I had a problem with that because as a religious and as a Catholic priest, I know God is much more than a higher power. Certainly, God has the power. He's almighty. But he's my father. You can have intimacy with God. You can have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. You can come to know the Holy Spirit in a deep, intimate way. So having a higher power, you know, is a concept and it's okay, but it was something that I struggled with. And then they also have that saying that you give your life to God, you surrender your life to God, quote, as you understand him. Well, God is much more than our perception of him. God is God, and he's intimate. He is all-powerful. So I struggled with it in the beginning, but then I came to understand the genius of the 12-step program and what it's trying to do. Some people are burnt out on religion. They've had religion in the past and it hasn't worked for them. They've seen God as a kind of an ogre, punishing, mean accountant in the sky who was out to get them, and they didn't want any part of that. So they gave up on religion. The 12-step program is not a religion. It is a secular fellowship that is spiritually based. It's not a religion per se. So what they're doing here in the 12-step program is, and I think it's so beautiful, they're trying to include everybody. Everybody and anybody. Look, we understand you're suffering. You have a disease that you need help. Try this spiritual program. We're not trying to make you religious. We're not trying to bring you into a denomination. We're not even trying to make you Catholic. But we are trying to get you in contact with God. And the genius of this program is that it's so inclusive. It's trying to help anybody and everybody, especially people that have fallen away from their faith. And I've met so many people that used to be Catholic who, through and because of an addiction, have come back to the Catholic Church. And they've come back because they found God apart from the church, and now they want to worship God in appropriate ways. My goal here is to help you to move and not stay stuck wherever you are, whoever you are. Maybe you just have a family member who's has an addiction, or maybe you do have an addiction. My goal is to help you to get unstuck, and I'm going to help you in this program and in the programs to come to get unstuck. But my main goal is to help you to have a spiritual awakening. This changed my life. Finding God has brought me not only to becoming a Catholic priest, but to being a spiritual person. It was Deschardins who once said that we're not physical people having a spiritual experience. We're spiritual people having a physical experience. So in other words, at our heart, we are spirit. And that's why if you're not in touch with God, you're missing the whole point of life. And soon your life will be over. And then what? I'm trying to prepare you for what's going to happen when your life is over. I want you to develop a spirituality, to have a relationship with God, so that when you die, you will live forever. And that's the genius of this whole thing, that somehow, some way, through a problem, through an addiction, through a disease, you can come to eternal life. Wow, that is so good. And that's the genius of the 12-step program. So this all started about 90 years ago. It's pretty recent. That's why I read that scripture from Isaiah. Behold, I'm doing a new thing, says the Lord. Remember not the old things. I'm doing something new. Don't you perceive it? You see, in the Bible, God was always doing something new. Remember when the Hebrews were stuck in slavery? This is in Egypt. God split the Red Sea. God is the God of power. God is almighty. God is the God who created us from nothing. The Hebrews go through the Red Sea out of slavery into freedom. I think that's a great metaphor for what the 12-step program is. You're in Egypt. God will do something in your life, however it is, and he'll bring you out of slavery into the promised land, into recovery, into a relationship with him. At Pentecost, they were gathered in prayer, and God lavished his spirit upon them, and they had a rebirth. And I think that's what the program is all about, that God lavishes his love upon you, and you have a rebirth. Call it recovery. Call it coming into sobriety, but you change as a person. You look at your moral, your character defects. You look at your conscience. You look at the people that you've hurt, and you change. And that's something very beautiful. That, by the way, is the goal of Catholicism, sanctification. You know, that's right out of Catholicism's book. So the 12-step program, I believe, is a move of God, just like God moved in the past, Pentecost or freeing the Hebrews or the exile from Babylon and coming home to Jerusalem. So God is moving again to free people. He sees your affliction. He sees the disease. He sees the cry of your heart. He sees the craziness. And he doesn't want you to remain that way. There is a solution. That solution, of course, is God. So through a move of God, developing the 12-step program, he is helping people to come into recovery. And that's what was going on with Bill Wilson's life. Bill Wilson was an alcoholic. He lived in New York. And he ended up, because of his drinking, remember what I said about drinking? One of the great definitions of being an alcoholic is that you have no control over your drinking. You want to stop, but you can't. You actually lose your willpower. And as I said, it's a disease because it affects your body. Your liver enzymes, for example, aren't produced. The enzymes that help you to be able to be in control. Your midbrain begins to change because of the drinking. And then it's a psychological disease because you lose your willpower. So that's why it's a disease. It's been coined that way by the AMA and other very credible medical societies. And so Bill Wilson was struggling with this disease, and he ended up in the hospital three times, bottomed out. But even that didn't cure him. He ended up continuing to drink. Finally, he meets a friend of his named Ebby. And his friend Ebby said, and he told him, Ebby had been an alcoholic too. He said, I had this spiritual experience. God touched me, and now I'm sober. That, in a nutshell, is what the 12-step program is all about. So Bill Wilson ends up continuing to drink. Finally, he's in the hospital in his blackest depression ever. For the fourth time, he's in this hospital in New York, and the hospital was called the Towns Hospital. And while he's in the hospital, he's coming to God in his desperation. He goes, I want what Ebby had. I need help. I want something to help me. And at that moment, his room flooded with light. He would describe it later as his spiritual awakening. And this is crucial in the 12-step program, that you have a spiritual awakening. Totally changed Bill W. Ended up becoming sober because God touched his life. Yes, it was very dramatic, but it was a touch from God. And this would lead to him founding the 12-step program. He got together with another person, Dr. Bob Smith, and they took the principles of Catholicism and other religious groups that they had heard, and they made it very inclusive, as I said. They talked about alcoholism as a disease. They talked about coming to God as your higher power. They talked about God as you understand him. They weren't trying to put any religion upon people. They just wanted you to come to God and to have some type of a spiritual awakening. And then he writes about this in the big book. And what he says is, when it has to do with spiritual awakening, because a lot of people get confused. When it comes to a spiritual awakening, does it have to be dramatic like Bill Wilson encountered in the hospital? Does it have to be this room flooded with light, this powerful experience? And he writes about it in the big book, and he says, no, it doesn't have to be dramatic. I remember one time I was at a parish mission. Man hands me a book, and it was Maurice G., was the writer of the book. By the way, it's anonymous, Alcoholics Anonymous. That's another magnetic force for the AA program, is you don't have to share everything about your life. People don't have to know anything about you. You just get together and you share. You're anonymous, and that helps people to become a part of the group. Well, anyway, I get this book by Maurice G., and the name of the book was God is at the Meeting. Where two or three are gathered in my name, Jesus said, there am I in your midst. Well, if you've ever been to an Alcoholics Anonymous meeting, they share stories about their lives, raw, real stories, stories that can help you, help other people, help the one telling the story. And Maurice, in his book, talked about how he had his spiritual awakening. He said he used to go to the meetings, and he would hear all about these spiritual awakenings, and he's going to himself, what's wrong with me? I'm not having any kind of a spiritual awakening. Nothing's ever happened to me. Then one day, he goes to his car, and at his car, just as he's getting in, he was about to go to a meeting, he hears a bird chirping. He hadn't heard a bird chirping in years. It became a transcendent moment for him. And all of a sudden, he realized that God was working in his life. Now, a bird chirping? Is that a big spiritual experience? No. But God can use, I remember a gambler told me, he was standing there on a cloudy day and all of a sudden the clouds opened and a beam of sunlight came down upon him. That's how he realized that God was working in his life. I want you to know that there is a solution. And that solution is God. As you understand him, I'm not trying to make you have any religion. I'm trying to help you to become spiritual. And there is a solution. You can recover from any disease and any affliction, any addiction that you have. You don't have to stay stuck. There is a number that we put on the screen for Alcoholics Anonymous. Call that number. They will help you. Or just go to aa.org. Don't go to AA.com, that's American Airlines. Go to AA.org and learn about recovery. Or go to a spiritual director. Go to an addictions counselor. They will help you. And I am praying that you will not stay stuck, but rather you will come into recovery and that you will have a spiritual awakening and come to new life. Thank you so much for listening to the program, and there's going to be more episodes to come. I really want to help you. In my next program, I'm going to talk about how God makes all things work to good, how God will use suffering in our life to bring you to Him. And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. This is Father Cedric Pizania. Thank you so much for listening to my program. I hope you are inspired by my radio program. My goal is to reach out to you and to all with the gospel of Jesus Christ. I invite you to visit my website, www.frcedric.org. That's fathercedric.org. On my website, you can watch my television programs, you can listen to more podcasts, you can make prayer requests that come directly to me, and much more. I have many resources to help you in your Christian life. My resource phone is 844-FATHER-C. That's 844-328-4372. Please feel free to call. Thank you again. Don't just live with passion.